Good evening, everyone. This is Krista from the Spooky Barber Babes coming at you with part three in our Doomsday couple little mini-series that we have going on. Tonight, we're going to actually be focusing now on the timeline of events of when everything kind of started going topsy-turvy. Mainly, we're going to be focusing on the end of 2018 running through right before the children go missing in 2019. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. So I'm kind of going to do this in a day-by-day kind of thing. So I'm going to give you the month, the date, and the year of everything that happened. So we're going to quick start off with October 26th of 2018 when Chad and Lori, I'm assuming they met around like right around this time or a little bit before this, but most of what I could find with reading the indictment and stuff, it says that Chad and Lori had began kind of coming up with this apocalyptic system of religious beliefs for the purpose of encouraging and or justifying the deaths of JJ, Tylee, and Tammy. As stated in previous podcast episodes, we've discovered that, you know, Chad has allegedly taught this belief system kind of thing. So moving forward into 2019, there wasn't really any more information anywhere between, you know, that October meeting and 2019. But in January of 2019, Charles Vallow made a welfare call after not hearing from his kids for a few days and told police that his estranged wife had made threats on his life. And that he was worried about what she might do with the kids, that she might harm them. She might, run away with them. And she also had made accusations that he was possessed by a spirit named Nick Schneider. I have no idea where the name came from. It's what apparently she had used. He stated that there was a lot of odd behavior for a couple of years, but that it has gotten worse in recent months. But he kind of established that for the last like 4 to 5 years of their marriage, like, she was going a little crazy. And then, the police went out, I guess, spoke with with Lori, talked to the kids. Everything must have seemed to go okay. At least that's what I could find. I couldn't really find too much information. There is a body cam video showing some distress in the family. But we are just going to fast forward to July 11th of 2019 when Charles Vallow is murdered by Lori's brother, Alex Cox. Cox had claimed self-defense, so he was not arrested for this and not charged in the murder. Charles was in the midst of divorcing Lori due to the odd behavior, and in his divorce stated she believed she had become a godlike figure who was responsible for ushering in the biblical end of times. A later article that I found had said that it did look as if Charles did strike Alex Cox in the head with a baseball bat, but I couldn't really find too much to confirm or deny that. So it's kind of just like it was on one website, but not another. Fast forward to the end of July of 2019, it was July 30th. This all was released with the indictment, and there was text between Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow that were released showing messages regarding death percentages for Tammy and JJ, and other messages saying that Tammy is in limbo, possessed by a spirit named Viola. I will get into what why in limbo is very important within the next couple episodes. I did want to take a little less time going into the children's disappearances, but truth be told, there's not a lot of information. Everything kind of like bullet points a timeline of, okay, this happened this time, and whatnot. So I probably am going to continue to go into the children's lives and what happened when they started to go missing. So I'm going to pretty much go until December of 2019 with this episode, and then next episode I will hit on the stuff from 2020 and going into 2021. As of August 16th, 2019, Lori had changed her banking to collect Tylee's Social Security and have it been deposited directly into her account instead of Tylee's account. And in September 1st of 2019, Lori had moved from Chandler, Arizona to Rexburg, Idaho with Alex and her two children. During this whole time, I do not know the whereabouts of Colby. I don't know if he's living on his own. I do know he's much older, so I'm not 100% sure where he's at. There wasn't much information on Colby, so I've kind of just left him out of this entire series on his own, just because I don't want to talk about another child, even though, yes, I think he's in his 20s, but still, I don't want to dig deeper into something and cause somebody some pain, you know what I mean? As of September 8th, that is the last time Tylee Ryan was seen alive. She was at Yellowstone National Park with JJ, Alex, and Lori. Later that day, there was Google searches on Daybell's computer for southwest wind directions and what it meant. This was all released in the indictment. Also, it was stated that Tammy and Chad had signed an application to increase Tammy's life map insurance to the max allowed payout under her policy. September 9th of 2019 is the suspected date of death for Tylee Ryan. Alex Cox had been tracked via cell phone data going to Lori Vallow's home at 3 a.m. in the morning, then to Chad Daybell's property. Chad had texted Tammy saying he was burning plants and shot a raccoon and buried it with their dead pets on the property. The text had been a little suspicious because he basically said he shot the little cute nocturnal trash panda during the day. And anyone knows, raccoons kind of are more active at night. Somewhere between September 9th to February 1st of 2020, Lori Vallow had collected 4 Social Security benefits and 4 surviving child and care payments that belonged to Josh. Not too sure the amounts, have no idea about that. It is, you know, can't really specify what that was, but she, again, got some financial benefit from Charles dying. On September 18th of 2019, Daybell gets a burner cell phone, because, you know, you can't track phone calls on a burner phone. And this is where I told you guys to remember the name Melanie Gibbs, because this person has unknowingly been involved as an alibi, kind of, in a way. She was unknowingly put in a position. On September 19th of 2019, Lori's friend Melanie Gibbs had visited the family in Rexburg, where Lori states to Melanie that JJ has become a zombie. Gibbs did explain to officials the term zombie refers to a mortal whose spirit leaves their bodies and is then a host for a spirit. According to Gibbs, the zombie then has a spirit take over it's the host's body, and it's always considered a dark spirit. Apparently, in spring of 2019, Vallow called Tylee a zombie when she refused to babysit her brother. Vallow had learned the concept from none other than Chad Daybell. The couple believed that the only way to release a person's true spirit that is stuck in quote-unquote limbo is to kill the host body. These true spirits are stuck in a limbo state for as long as the host body is possessed. Death of the physical body is seen as the mechanism by which the original spirit can be released from limbo. Best way I can explain it is, if you remember, I referenced a text saying that Tammy Daybell was in limbo. That's kind of where this all comes from. Vallow had also told Gibbs that Tylee was away at college and that JJ was acting very strange and not his normal self. Gibbs had stated that JJ was actually acting very normal, you know, his usual self, when she spoke with police. On September 22nd of 2019, this was the last time Melanie Gibbs saw JJ. He had left with Alex Cox and returned a little while later on, asleep. By the next morning, JJ was gone. Lori Vallow had told Gibbs that Cox had taken him for a while, and that was just kind of the end of it. There was no other question. Alex Cox's phone later pinged his location at the Dayball property, where, sadly, in June, the kids' remains were later found. From September 25th, 2019 until about January 22nd of 2020, Lori Vallow did collect at least five more survivors' benefits on Tylee's behalf. From October 8th to October 12th of 2019, due to the indictment, everything that I've kind of picked up has been from that. Alex Cox had found was pretty much researching Grendel drops and shooting through a Dodge Dakota. Grendel is referred to a type of ammunition, and it has also been stated that he was seen visiting the gun range for several months before the attempted shooting of Tammy Daybell. On October 9, 2019, Alex Cox had obtained a burner phone for himself, and he did travel to the area of the Daybell home. This kind of gets a little suspicious because it's within a, you know, a couple days window, actually a 9-day window, between him being in the area of the Daybell home to Tammy's passing. Tammy Daybell did call police later on the day of October 9th, reporting that a masked man had fired a paintball gun at her in the driveway of her Salem home. Later on, she then, you know, posted about the encounter on Facebook and kind of explained, like, hey, I don't know why I'm being targeted or who shot at me, but, like, this is kind of creepy. The indictment did later identify Alex Cox as the attempted shooter. Fast forward 9 days. On October 18th of 2019, Tammy Daybell passes in what is described as natural causes. Chad tells others, including family, that she died peacefully in her sleep. Alex Cox is seen about 2.5 miles away from the Daybell home on the day of Tammy's death. On November 5th, 2019, Lori, you know, now, let me rephrase this, now newly widowed Lori Vallow and newly widower Chad Daybell get married in Hawaii. That's not at all suspicious. And then on November 26th of 2019, JJ Vallow's grandparents call police to conduct a welfare visit at Lori's home out of concern for JJ. Lori pretty much lies and tells people several different stories, one of which Tylee's off in college, one that JJ's off with family, and then, oh no, they're both off with a friend. The kids, basically, there was no true whereabouts where they were. The police believed that the kids were in serious danger. They, when trying to investigate, they couldn't find these children. And then by the 27th, Vallow and Daybell left town before the police could even return and kind of confront them and call them out. In December of 2019, police used social media and, you know, other motives of getting out, like, missing persons posters and trying to just get the public's general help of finding these children alive. And sadly, you know, everyone was hoping that, you know, we could find the children and they'd come home safe and sound. And during this whole thing, while, you know, police are searching for Lori's missing kids, Chad and Lori just up and moved to Hawaii. Nope, just, you know, bye. See ya. Not coming back. On December 11th of 2019, with them all being gone, and with the, I'm assuming the approval of Tammy's family, her body was exhumed due to the growing suspicion around her death. Because now, like, police are like, okay, wait a minute. She was shot at by, you know, her brother, Lori Vallow's brother. Lori and Chad get married, like, 2 weeks after she dies. And then the kids are missing. Hold up, something seeming very suspicious. And then on December 12th of 2019, Alex Cox, who is 51, died. His cause of death was bilateral pulmonary thromboemboli. Don't ask me, I am not really good with this, but I think mainly from what I've gathered, it was blood clots and some kind of cardiovascular disease that he had. Cox's death was originally kind of flagged as suspicious, just due to the timing, the nature, who he's connected with. But sadly, he was not connected. You know, the coroner's office basically was like, nope, no signs of physical trauma. He's just, you know, had this disease that he just never knew, never took care of. And then that kind of wraps up the 2019. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about basically everything from January of 2020 all the way until, most likely I'm going to go into the 2021 indictment case and everything like that, because it does truthfully go into, not a lot happened in 2020 after June. It all mainly goes into 2021, and that's when, you know, the indictment came out and the courts started hearing the case, charges were presented, and then we'll inevitably talk about the 2021, the July just recent indictment that actually charged them, and we're kind of go to see, is she going to actually serve jail time for this? Because currently Lori Vallow is in a mental institution from what I've been reading. But we will see. I do want to apologize for the amounts of ums and uhs and kind of just pauses. I'm still trying to work on getting myself more comfortable with this. But I do want to say thank you to everyone who has reached out and has followed and in general has just been like the biggest support ever with this stuff. I greatly appreciate it. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in tonight to part 3 out of our 5-part series. Tomorrow we will be back with part 4, discussing everything from 2020 to current. Don't forget to like and follow us on all of our streaming platforms. And don't forget to give us a like and a subscribe over on Instagram @TheSpookyBarberBabes. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great night.